Hi, welcome to Relationship Talk with Dave. Yeah, the song at the background is Strong Thing by Banky W. I don't know why I like the song, but I think it's more of the tune than the song. Well, we're talking about something I might take a bit personal, but I hope to be able to draw myself back when I get there. So today's podcast will be dealing majorly on fidelity in relationships, And a lot of people have actually wondered that they've only heard about infidelity. No one has really taken time to talk about fidelity. We've made it look like fidelity is impossible in relationships. And when you see a man who is a bit faithful, we hear things like, you should be grateful to God that you had me, that because of the fidelity or the fact that he feels he's been faithful. And I'm like, being faithful to your partner does not make you an extraordinary man. No, it does not even make you a good man. It should be the norm. The least anyone should be is be faithful in relationship. The least anyone should be is stick to your choice and decision. But you see, this decadence in the society today has made men who are doing the normal thing and usual thing become so supernatural and unusual. So you see, a man who tries to stick to his decision, and the whole world is treating him like he's a Superman. Oh, because I'm a man and I say I don't cheat, everyone sees me as this awesome person. That's what our society has actually turned it into. That's not what it should be. Fidelity in relationship is you making a decision to be with someone and sticking to it. And a lot of people have said, how do you know a man who will be faithful? How do you know a man who is faithful? How do you know a man who would not cheat? And I'm like, you might not have known his previous relationships, or might not have a track record of all the relationships he has been in to know if he can, if he will cheat or he has cheated or not. But I can lead you to pointers to show if a man can or will or has the tendencies to be fidel in relationships, if he has the tendencies of fidelity in a relationship. Same thing applies to ladies. How do you know a lady who would not cheat, not go around? And one of the things I would like to talk about is, you would understand basically because of the purpose and the reason why they are in a relationship in the first place. Don't mind me, I'm getting too serious about this particular episode. It's because it has gotten to me so much, and I have to just spill it and say, why are you in the relationship? Now, in research, we have something we call the IV and the DV. We have the independent variable and we have the dependent variable. Now, what we, most of the time we want to study in research is if changes in the IV will bring about changes in the DV, because most of the time the DV is always held constant. Now, the reason why a person is in the relationship, you want to look at it, and is it because of something that might change over time, or something that is static or might be, that has the tendency of remaining over a period of time? Let's look at an example. If your body physique, your shape, your look is the reason why a person is in a relationship with you, there is every tendency that will change over time. And if that's what is motivating him, there is every tendency that he would jump onto the next thing that looks like what motivates him. It's like a man that likes gadgets and a man that likes phones, who are always after the latest model of phones. They cannot stick to a phone because it still serves a function, or they can't stick to a phone because it still serves their purpose functionally. They jump onto the next model because they are after the look and the trend. So that such a person might be using an iPhone 7 And even though iPhone 7 is still functionally beneficial to him, he jumps on 8. He doesn't want to care if the 8 came out 2 months after he bought a 7. He jumps on 8 and wants to get the 8 just because of the outlook and the reason why, because of the reason why he wants it, which is the fancy reasons. So a person coming into relationship because of your appearances, the moment your appearances no longer suit, or it feels like there is someone with a better appearance who would suit the purpose why he has come into the relationship, he would leave. You would call it unfaithfulness. He would see it as, because what I want in you is no longer there. I see someone who have it better. So why should I stay? That's one of the points, as if someone is there because of your values, and one of those values is commitment, then he would stay because he values commitment. You know, I tell people that the decision to stay and stick with one person is not a decision that happens by chance. It's a decision that happens with a whole lot of intentionality. Because even if it is character and behavior, in quotes, like most people would want to use to justify, that is the reason why you're in a relationship. You would meet ladies or someone who has a better character than your spouse or than the person you're in a relationship with. You will meet someone who has a better behavior than the person. Is it values? You will meet someone who has a better value than the person you're in a relationship. Do you abandon them and move up to the next person? When you're with that next person, there will always be someone better than that person. So when infidelity is being backed up by variables and reasons why I have to jump and jump and jump, such a person can never and never and never be faithful. Faithfulness does not come because what I have is the best. Faithfulness comes because what I have is my own, and every other thing there is not from me. So one of the things I noticed lately is, if you have a spec and you're in a relationship because that person is your spec, hey, you meet a more upgraded version, a Pro Max version, like iPhone has used over time, than your spec. So what do? Do you leave that person and move on to the Pro Max version of your spec? Now, these things sound very, very funny. They sound very, very ambiguous. But you know, that's what is happening in relationships over and over and over again. So you went to date her because of her culinary skills, and she's a good cook and a very great cook, and one day you jam the calabar girl who cooks better. Do you go to the next person because they have a better attribute than the person you are in with? So another pointer to know when someone would be faithful in a relationship is contentment. Now, that word is very big and that word is very ambiguous, but hey, let me break it down. Contentment is not being unmotivated. Contentment is not always wanting the best. No, contentment is being satisfied with what you have. So I have this. Yes, I might have more. There is opportunities to have more. I would work hard to have more. But I am contented with what I have. That even when I have more, I will be contented with the more. Because trust me, no matter what you have, there are always people who have more than you. So do you want to just feel bad because there is someone who has more? So you see ladies who are extremely trendy. I don't mean trendy, I mean extremely trendy. They want to have the latest of everything. They want to have the latest of everything. And they are not working to have the latest of everything. They are always looking for someone who can afford it. If that's the reason they are in relationships, the day you cannot afford the next level, they will leave you for somebody in the next level who can afford that level for them. So if someone is contented in one area, values do not work in one area and are suspended in every other area. When you have a good attribute, you have a value in a system, it affects all systems. When you are contented with what you have financially, it affects even your relationship. No matter who you see, you are contented with who you are with. It affects your house. No matter the kind of houses your friends build, you are contented with the house you have. No matter the models of cars your friends drive, you are contented with the model of car you have. No matter the model of phones your friend use, you are contented with the model of phones you have. It has a lot to do with fidelity as a concept. Contentment. A whole lot of people are not contented. Whether in looks, in shape, in structure, whatever it is, whether in finance, they are not just contented. So they jump onto work and give them what they want. So I would say this, and I would say this very loud and clear. When you choose or you decide to be in a relationship, when you choose who you love, you have to be committed to speaking to who you love, irrespective of what you see out there. I won't deceive you. Even ask married men. Their wives are not the best women on earth. They would see women who have better character than their wives. They would work with women who have better character than their wives. They would meet people. You just have to be committed to your decision. That dedication and contentment and commitment to decision is a value that would even work in your relationship. So there are ways you look at people's life and how are they dedicated and committed to every other area of their life. It will say a lot about how they'll be committed and dedicated to their relationship. Don't just believe that a person can be a trash in every area of his life and stick to one relationship. Because of what? What makes you special? As a lady, what makes you special? As a guy, what makes you think you're special? So we have to pay, when you go into a relationship with someone, you have to study all areas. Are they responsible to their siblings? Are they responsible for their family? Are they responsible for the people in their lives before you are coming in? It would have a lot to say if they are responsible, if they're going to be responsible to you or for you. Are they committed to the people in their lives? Are they satisfied with the people in their lives? Is he always complaining about how his friends or so many other people have better things that he does not have? Is he always in comparison with what every other person is doing with his? It would say a lot about him not being contented with his level of progress, with what he has, with what he has achieved, with who he has in his life or with who she has in their life. And they would want to move on to someone who they feel can give better or do better. People don't just cheat. They have a trait, they have characters, they have values that show a track record or that show the traces of the possibility of those attitudes. Cheating in relationship, infidelity is just a attitude that or a character that springs forth from so many values you have decided or people have decided to ignore. I hope I'll be able to talk about this more some other days, but the way it has sprung me up is the way I've said it. I hope this reached out to someone. I hope this touched someone. I hope this passed the message to someone that fidelity in relationship is not impossible. Fidelity in relationship is not impossible at all. It is not impossible. You can have it. Just ensure that when you're going into a relationship, you're also looking at the right values and you're not trying to sweep everything under the carpet. Everything you observe is important. Thank you for listening to Talk Relationship with Dave today. Have a lovely week. Bye. My eye, I see him for sure, I see him for sure.